Hey, this is Letitia, and I've been writing these articles long enough that sometimes I think I'm repeating myself. Then I realize I am. However, there are some topics that bear repeating. Besides, a few of you didn't pay attention last time, and, well, you need to hear this again. Some people don't always tell the whole truth. Why? Because they can. And because they think that you don't know better. In a perfect cyber world, we would be able to look our monitors square in the pixels and be able to tell if we are being deceived. I'd love to invent the program that when you open an email, all the lies would show up in a different font and color. Or if someone uses a picture that's not their own, the word fake would appear across their face. I'll keep working on that little invention. In the meantime, there are plenty of things that you can do to protect yourself. How many of you are still talking to people that you haven't seen their picture yet? How do you know that you're not talking to your sworn rival, your ex, your boss, or an employee? Ask for more than one picture. Tell them you want a current photo and ask them to take it in front of a particular place or holding something distinct. Be fair. Make sure that you have provided a real picture with your profile. Even if you don't want it to be seen by all, you can upload it as a private photo and email it to those that pique your interest. The benefit to having a picture on your profile can be measured by a higher response rate. How much higher? How about 10 times higher? The reason is simple. People are very visual. Personally, I skip profiles without photos by only searching for profiles with photos only. I'm sure that I'm not the only one. The key to dating on or offline is to ask what you want to know. If you don't feel comfortable with the answers given, ask again. If you get a different answer, you know what the deal is. If the answer is the same, put it aside. If they've given you no reason to think that they've lied to you before. There are people on the internet that tell the truth, too, that is, looking for that special someone to spend their life with. So don't think that you're the only one. The key is to keep your guard up and protect yourself and your personal information like you would cash at a swap meet. One last piece of advice. If you are serious about your internet dating, invest a little money on a webcam. They are not only great ways to ensure that you're talking to the person in the picture, they are also a lot of fun. Use your imagination. If we could just get all the fantasy players on their own website, it would be so much easier to navigate through internet dating. Unfortunately, people and computers don't come with a built-in lie detector. If they did, I guess I'd be able to write about something different. This is Letitia, still waiting to find someone important enough for me to lie to.